now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Hour number two of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. Miss any part of the first hour of the program, you can check it out, radioforall.net, or podcast the show through iTunes. We are now about to count down the top 10 albums that are charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. That's right, the website where we get the charts has all kinds more, not just the charts. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you head on over there.
Go and check it out. It is, as always, the National Campus and Community Radio part put out by the National Campus Community Radio Association, where you'll find the National Top 50 every single Tuesday evening, sometimes Wednesday morning, depends on how much intense calculation is happening, perhaps. And this week we are counting down the top 20 most played records for the week ending Tuesday, April 19th, 2016. You'll find all kinds of charts from campus community radio stations across Canada presenting to you their top 30, and that becomes our national charts. There are also genre charts for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, interviews, reviews, and loads more. So be sure and go and check that one out, earshot-online.com.
And you can find us online a few ways, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we will do that for you, play something from your latest release, and give you an interview. We package it as a feature. Did that in the first hour of the program. Kevin Juggernaut of Big Knife Little Knife joined us, bigknifelittleknife.com, for more on them. And in this hour of the program, we've got an interview with a chart topper. Again, not going to tell you who it is, but it's big, almost as big as a mountain, you might say.
My favorite things about these like riddles and mysteries you create is that how terribly obvious they become.
But people don't know. They might not know. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway, we've got that. Plus, Stephen is back on the program with us in this hour. And Brian, if he can ever get rid of those giggles, we'll give you the lowdown a little later on. But we've got music to get to first, and we're going to do that. Kick it off at 10 and move up from there.
Yeah, they were in our charts for the first time last week. Iggy Pop has a new album out called Post Pop Depression, and it was at number 7. It's at number 10 this week. You're going to hear a track from them called Chocolate Drops. Berlin Got Blurry by Parquet Core from their newest album, Human Performance, rising from 17 to 9. And The Dirty Nil are at number 8. They were at number 12 last week, and their latest album is called Higher Power. You're going to hear Helium Dreamer.
I wonder if Iggy Pop would sell me rights to the name. Because then I could do a whole line of colas.
For you to, oh.
No. Just like, or Iggy Popsicles. You could have Iggy Pop. Anyway, I'll give it some thought.
Don't give it any more thought.
No? Okay. Here's your number 10 this week. Iggy Pop in a song, Chocolate Drops. Sounds delicious. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
When your enemy has you in his reach, don't die. When it's painful to express the things you feel inside, when it hurts to share because they're bare and real. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Done right, an extinguished crutch of a roller inside. Yellow fingers, nothing lasts, but nearly everything lingers in life. Cell phone service is not that expensive, but that takes commitment and you just don't have it. Feels so effortless to be a stranger, but feeling foreign, such a lonely habit. You can't crop yourself out of the picture, out of focus, but still framed inside. Well, the land got blurry and my heart started hurting for you. Got you some attention and second chances given without doubt. Guess you've got a history, but it's not worth a mention tonight. Kind is captive to the beers you purchase, sipping through your scenes of plastered confession. Telling pretty stories isn't your sole purpose, telling everybody that you've learned your lesson. But no one's falling for that mascot bullshit. They waited years, you can wait one night. Well, the land got blurry when my eyes started telling too.
That was The Dirty Nil from the record Higher Power. Closing out that set was Helium Dreamer at number 8, up from number 12. At number 9, up from 17, Parquet Core and their latest on Third Man Records, which is entitled Human Performance. We heard Berlin Got Blurry, and we started off that set and our second hour into the top 10 with Chocolate Drops by Iggy Pop. From Post-Pop Depression, dropping a couple spots from number 7.
All right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. We are counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation now from earshot-online.com. We'll take a break and head back to the phone line. Stephen Karlik still there with us from Exclaim Magazine, exclaim.ca. Lots of great music news for you to catch up on. This story is pretty incredible and just, you know, a great feel-good story. Lots of money being given out through the Ontario Music Fund.
Yes, following last year's announcement that the Ontario Music Fund would continue permanently in the province, the program has announced its annual list of recipients, with the fund awarding 155 grants to 151 recipients for a total of $14 million in funding. On April 20th, Premier Kathleen Wynne made the announcement at the Rivoli in Toronto, and you can see the complete list of recipients and how much funding each received at exclaim.ca. As explained in a press release, quote, the OMF provides grants to music businesses that produce, distribute, and promote Ontario-based music and artists. This support spans all segments of Ontario's music industry and helps the sector to innovate, create jobs, and increase the production and performance of music across the province. Of course, every year when this is announced, there is much conversation about where money should go, where funds shouldn't be going, which bands should have gotten it, which shouldn't have. But you can decide for yourself the entire list of recipients at exclaim.ca, quite a number of them. And it is fascinating to see, you know, who gets what kind of money to fund what kind of projects. So take a look at exclaim.ca and see what you come up with.
There you go. All right, we will flip over to some news about Record Store Day. Of course, Record Store Day is done, but the news keeps coming.
It does. We do a lot of Record Store Day coverage because people do eat it up. And it is fascinating to see, you know, especially after the day, what it looks like. And this story is about how much the exclusives will cost you on eBay afterwards. We did a rundown at exclaim.ca to see how much those exclusives are fetching online. These are some of the highlights. And of course, the prices are in Canadian dollars and do not factor in shipping costs. A signed copy of Sublime's Record Store Day release, Ja Won't Pay the Bills, went for $300 online, while one of the 420 limited edition cassette copies went for a hefty $120. Another top item getting hawked online was Lush's 5LP Origami box set, which was limited to 1,000 and is currently running for resale at around $200. Other notable box sets racking up online bids include Radical Face's 4LP Family Tree set for $340, a Town Van Zandt soundtrack for $280, and a 10LP Monkees collection for $260. It's pretty crazy, this kind of stuff. You know, you get it at the record store for $20, and then it goes online for $120 or something crazy like that. I won't go through the whole list here, but you can see it at exclaim.ca. Deftones B-side collections, Fish reissues, White Stripes' John Peel session, which went for $145 online. So, some crazy stuff. But see it all at exclaim.ca.
It sounds like a real money-making opportunity. Just to go to Record Store Day, buy the exclusives, and then put them online and live off the fat of the land for another year.
Well, it is crazy because part of the thing is not everyone lives in a city that has a ton of Record Store Day stuff, especially if you're in a city that has one or two record stores that are going to get less of the things, or even in a city with no record stores or a town, you end up going online to find them. And people who live in Toronto or Vancouver or Montreal, who could go to four record stores and pick up as much stuff as they can throw it online for a crazy price, when in reality a lot of those things that are going for $100 are actually still sitting on Record Store Day shelves in record stores in Toronto or Montreal. So it is a crazy thing, but you know, it's one of those things where supply drives demand.
Yeah, it's if you want it, you'll pay the money for sure. Well, hopefully they got their money's worth. One more story to get to before we throw it to you for your song pick of the week. And we've seen a lot of parodies of Hotline Bling. This one, I think, takes the cake.
Yeah, none will ruin your life more than this one. So I had a day off this past week on Wednesday, and this was the big story. And I can't say that it didn't ruin my day just a little bit. But the Nova Scotia RCMP have just released a new parody of Drake's Hotline Bling, and the song is now ruined forever. Like the atrocious Canadian police rap battle before it, which you can also see at exclaim.ca, this is terrible rap music with a message. They titled the take on Hotline Bling, Cop Light Bling, and it features some mind-numbingly bad auto-tune and a version of Drake's backing track that somehow sounds like a MIDI file from 1997. Worse yet, the accompanying video includes a bunch of dorky cops dancing around on the highway. The message of the song is that you should switch lanes when you're driving past a cop car pulled over on the side of the road. And you can see the whole thing at exclaim.ca. It really is terrible, especially, you know, cops taking hip-hop songs, given the amount of controversy surrounding how cops deal with race relations, especially in cities, in bigger cities. It's just bad timing. It's bad tact. It's bad music.
It is bad music, but it's bad music for a number of reasons. And number one reason is because of the message that it doesn't make sense. You put it enough about the laws. You don't have to ruin music.
I will actually say, don't head to exclaim.ca to watch this. Don't watch it. Don't do it.
I don't want their viewership to go up one more view.
I don't want that traffic.
Yeah.
That dirty traffic.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. Exclaim.ca for all of the music news from across the land, except the RCMP story. Skip that one. All right, Stephen, thanks very much, as always. And we will throw it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. This week, it has to be something from Kate Renata's new album, which is coming out May 6th. Kate Renata, a favorite of mine, had a great album called Kate Toto out in 2014. Now his second full length, and his first, you know, since he blew up, he's been producing for the likes of Azalea Banks. He's been working with Vince Staples. He's been doing all kinds of awesome remixes and tracks. Now he's got a full length coming out, and the first single from it is called Bus Ride. It features a Toronto singer named River Tiber, and it also features drummer Kareem Riggins. It's a very chill piece of music called Bus Ride, and it's on Earshot now.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Carlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring M83, Deftones, Wolf Parade, Director X, White Lung, PJ Harvey, and our Summer Screens preview. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Kicking round Kreuzberg, eating a halloumi couple of ducks, Cam and Jam Jam. You were the king of Kreuzberg, washing out your socks in the hotel sink. Does anyone know the password for the Wi-Fi? There's this guy that I'm supposed to be emailing, telling him to join the band. Come on tour, get in the van. What are you waiting for? We got the whole wide world to see. Ain't it something? The whole wide, the whole wide world. We got the whole wide world to see. Ain't it something? Load into the club. Check, mic check, sound check, mindset. Checkity check before you wreckity wreck. Load out in the morning, find a crappy diner over easy tomato and rye. It doesn't get any finer. Experience Regina, join the band, come on tour. What are you waiting for? We got the whole wide world to see. Ain't it something? The whole wide world. We got the whole wide world to see. Ain't it something? The whole wide. Check out the whole wide world. Check out the whole wide world. We got the whole.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Join the Band by Shotgun. Jimmy's latest is called Field of Trampolines. It's up two spots, number six this week, and debuting at 35. Last week was the new album by Soons, Hold Still. It's at number seven, and you heard Instrument.
All right. We have some more tracks to get to. Before we do that, though, we are going to give you a peek at what is debuting below the top 20. Of course, the top 20 comes from the national top 50. We don't have time to play the whole top 50, but we do like to tell you about albums that are charting below that are entering the charts for the first time, because there is a chance that they could be making their way onto this program, and Brian's got the lowdown for you.
It will be really quick here, but as always, you can find the full national top 50 at earshot-online.com. Six debuts below the top 20 this week. We start off at number 47 with Double Experience, Unsaved Progress. Bibio at number 41, his latest album on Warp is called Mineral Love. Bombino at number 34 with Ozel. And we have a couple food-related ones here in a row. Number 33, Milk Toast with Your Band Sucks and Punk's Dead. And Taco Cat at number 31 with Lost Time. And our highest debut is at number 30. It's M83. His newest album is called Junk.
That one will be on the charts.
Taco Cat.
And M83.
I think you just want Taco
Cats. cats that serve me tacos. Anyway, there you go. So thanks for that, Brian. We've got more tracks to get to. We're going to do it right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in number five spot.
You're going to hear from Operators into the program for the first time at number five, up from 24, Blue Wave, and a track from that one called Cold Light. And America by Winter Sleep dropping just one spot this week as their latest album, The Great Detachment, to number four.
Put your heart in the hands of the city. Broken heart when you're not around. But who in the show looks pretty? They wanna see you moving on the ground. Damn.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Lover, don't be sad. Think of the time we had. The moment's truer now. It won't last. I don't wanna wave goodbye. Shout out a thousand times. I love you till the moment dies. What am I gonna do? I can't survive on my America. If the worst is true, is it just a waste of time? What am I trying to find? Are you alive? Perennial with the earth and freedom, love and law and life. Perennial with the earth, my freedom, I don't wanna die. Drinking in a formal gown. You tell me that you love to dance, but you don't know how. It doesn't mean that we can't try. Fix me in your twilight eyes, so we can make a moment last. What am I gonna do? I can't survive. Is true? Is it just a waste of time? What am I trying to find? Are you alive? Oh my America, perennial with the earth and freedom, love and law and life. Perennial with the earth, my freedom, I don't wanna die. Perennial with the earth and freedom, love.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was America by Winter Sleep. Their newest album is called The Great Detachment. It drops one spot this week to number 4. And Operators from number 24 to number 5 from the record Blue Wave, you heard Cold Light.
Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and another Top 20 countdown for another week. Of course, we've been telling you all program that we had an interview to give you with one of our chart toppers. And we weren't lying. It's coming up in this set of three. So now you know it's someone within the top three. So I will review again. Top three, Landscape. Yes, you're getting it. All right, here we go. You're number three right now.
It is Bajubila up one spot this week to number three. Good advice. Here is Long Goodbye.
Tell me again how you love me. Even the days when you doubted. How many times can I run to defy? To the arms of your goodbye, your long goodbye. When I'm in love, nobody asks for me to blame. Take me down, leave me no escape, no escape. When I fall,
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
To accept, and I'm no better for getting sick of getting no break. The feeling is something like disrespect, except it doesn't even know I exist. Why didn't he roll it? Didn't he have a feeling to go on? Why didn't he roll it? Didn't he have a feeling to go on? Why didn't he roll it? Didn't he listen to our song? Why didn't he roll it? Now being a stranger in a strange, strange town, didn't you hope that everyone would come on and crowd around?
That was Napeyes, your second most played album across the country on campus and community radio this week. And so you guessed it, we're coming up on number one. Amber Weber is one of the members that makes up Black Mountain, who released their fourth studio album, Four, at the beginning of the month. And if you were paying attention last week, you know they were at number one. Amber, catching up with us to chat, and it's great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So this album came after a bit of a break for the band. Do you think that break helped with making what is definitely a great sounding album?
Perhaps. It's hard to know, but yeah, we like to take a little time in between albums typically and do other things and come back to it when we're ready and when we have a lot of songs we've written. So we had a lot of songs to choose from, which I suppose helps an album, be the best it can be.
And there is some distance between the band members. Did that also play into the timeline of not only working on new material, but being in a position to record and then release the new album?
Yeah, Steve, he came down for months at a time to Vancouver, so most of our writing was done in Vancouver. And we would do it condensed into 2 weeks of every day we'd sort of get together and write, a couple days off here and there. We're in a bubble world when we were writing the album. And then we recorded the album in Seattle. So again, we were sort of we'd rented a house that we're staying at and then just worked at the studio for so many hours. So Yeah, it was assertively definitely different than we've done other albums in that respect, but I still felt like we got kind of, it was kind of neat to get together and know we only had a certain amount of time, so you're not distracted by anything else, you're really focused.
And Four, it's a great album and getting lots of play across Canada on campus and community stations. Was there an overall theme that that you guys were going for as you were putting this together, or was it kind of just the creative process of getting some songs and stuff you really liked and then putting it on an album and releasing it?
Yeah, we didn't go into writing with any sort of theme in mind. But it's funny, actually, after I listened to the album when it was done, you sort of notice there's like themes and lyrics and things that just we had no idea at the time we were writing it, you know? So it's kind of interesting, stuff like that comes up. But no, like, we just picked the songs that sort of felt like right to be on an album together at the end. I guess that's the only time we thought about a theme. But as we were writing, we just kept going, and what was that?
And you didn't waste any time getting out on the road. In fact, you're on tour now. Tour kicked off on April 21st and runs clear throughout the summer into August. Is there anything that you're all looking forward to? Are you specifically looking forward to about getting back on the road with the band, not only in the States, but in Canada and Europe as well?
It's been a long time since we've toured. I mean, we just got back from a European tour, but it's been a long time since we've done like a lot of touring like we're about to do. And so I don't know, I'm just excited for it all, really. There's some cool festivals that are fun, like Levitation in Austin, Texas is something I really look forward to. We're playing the Hollywood Forever Cemetery a couple nights in LA, which will be great. It'll be cool to play Canada again. Some of the places we're playing is great. So yeah, I don't know. I'm just, I get excited. Sometimes, you know, you'll hit some crazy place like Fargo or something, and ends up being one of your favorite shows of the tour. You never know.
BlackMountainArmy.com for more info on the band and the tour dates. Amber, we wish you the best of luck with the tour, and again, awesome album. Really love it.
Aw, thanks a lot. Thanks.
Here they are, your number one for the second week in a row. It's Black Mountain and a track from Four. You're listening to the Earshot 20. It's the Earshot 20.
The most played album across Canada 2 weeks in a row. That was Black Mountain with a record called Four. You heard a track called You Can Dream. And in amongst there, we heard from Nap Eyes, Roll It. Sitting still at number two is Thought Rock Fish Scale. And up one spot this week is Bajubala from the album Good Advice. At number three, you heard Long Goodbye.
I still can't believe that I called it Thought Rocket Fish Scale the entire way through that interview. Like, that guy probably thinks I'm an idiot.
I think he only did it once, just at the very beginning, actually.
Yeah.
So I think that he might have not heard you do it.
Well,
yeah, that was good. A long time ago, though.
It was a while ago. I just lament. All right, that does it for another countdown, another week of the Earshot 20 complete. The charts coming from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, and we do this every week. The countdown is recorded out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We broadcast here first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. Thanks to them for airing the program, and also to you. And you can catch the program if you want to go back and grab it online, radioforall.net, or you can podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week. We'll have a brand new countdown for you and so much more. Until then, enjoy some great programming that's on the way right now on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.